Lenin himself was a Russian, but he would not abide forcing Ukrainians, Balts, Belarusians, Caucasians, and Poles into one big Russian state. To him, that was Tsarism all over again. Lenin wished to create a union of Soviet Socialist Republics composed of the Belarusian, Ukrainian, and Transcaucasian, that is, Armenia, Georgia, and Azerbaijan, Socialist Republics alongside the RSFSR. Under Lenin's scheme, each republic was officially equal, officially independent, ruled by its own Communist Party. Additional republics could be added to the Soviet Union on an equal basis, much as, at least in theory, additional states could be added to the U.S. under the Northwest Ordinance. Again, that was the theory. In fact, the entire Soviet Union was under the all-Russian Communist Party, that is to say, the already existing Communist Party of the RSFSR. In December 1922, Lenin got his way. To avoid any appearance of Russification, the new republics were allowed to use their national languages and retain national traditions. Supposedly, any republic could secede from the new Soviet Union whenever it wanted.